Kumlan in a block tomorrow. We are up to Daf Memtes Amud Aleph. We're going through the Mishnah. How do you know that everything has to be in the north side? And not only the mitzvah, but even ma'akiv. And then we ask, how do you know by oil itself? But oil it says only once. We're on Memtes Amud Aleph, about 10 lines into the page. How do you know oil itself? We said oil in v'chattas, no? So chattas, but so we asked, how can you learn from chattas? So we said, because we have a rule, you cannot be that something secondary, because chattas you learn from oil, that you need shchita, and then chattas is ma'akev, so surely oil is ma'akev. You cannot be a secondary thing, should be stricter than the primary. So we asked, why not? We find by ma'aser it is, so they explained it wasn't primary. We find by tumudah, we said, no, because tumudah comes from something kodesh. We're up to the Gemara here, we're still dealing with this concept, can a secondary thing be stricter than the primary source? Because if it cannot, then by chattas it's ma'akev. If you don't, it holds back. You're not yoitzer, disqualifies. And surely the oil itself has to be done in the north. Says the Gemara about a Pesach. This is about 9 lines from the top. The last line is Pesach. Hari Pesach. The carbon Pesach, original carbon Pesach, ain't no tone, does not need smicha. You don't have to put your hand on it. The Nesachin doesn't have to have any libations. The Tanufas Chazev Shake. You don't wave the chest over there and the shank bone. Vilu Moise today. What happens if the current Pesach is beyond its day? We bring it as a shlamim. And a shlamim tone, b'smicha, unusachim, b'tnufas chazei b'shoik, it has all of these dinim that you don't have in the original. So we see that the secondary is stricter than the primary. So we answer, you're wrong. It's not secondary. Pesach, b'shai, b'shai, b'shlamu. It's not a secondary thing. That's what a Pesach is. We learned before, that a Pesach turns into a shlamim. It's not leftover of a Pesach. It's not a secondary thing. Going back to the original question, how do you know by an oiler that if you don't shecht it enough, that you're not, it's disqualified? Where do you know that from? On Makro, it says in another pasuk, you should place the hand on the head of the chattas, and it says there, and you should shecht the chattas b'mekoyma oiler, in the place ha oiler of the oiler. What do you mean, ha oil the oil? Why is it mentioned again? It's the oil itself. Here is a repetition of the oil that has to be in the north. And every time that something's repeated, we know that's ma'akiv. It disqualifies. It has to be done in its original place. Fine. We finish with chattas. Now we move on to Osham. Osham in Nolan. He said he was about to be a cookie.
Sit down before he has a cookie.
Oh, yeah, I got a biscuit for you.
This is a full service show. What do you think?
I'll tell you what, we started with the comedy show in Dublin and then bring it into the
room.
Osham in Nolan, how do you know? We're about 15 lines, 13 lines on top. Osham, how do you know Osham also that if you don't shecht in the north, it is disqualified? The boy itself, you need north. First of all, how do you know you need north, and then how do you know it's disqualified? Which is the second time? See, it says in the Pasuk, when it comes to Osham, it says, Bimkoim Asha Yishchatu Zoyla, in the place where you shecht the oila, is Yishchatu as Osham. That's where you shecht the Osham. Clearly, you have the north. Ashkan Shchitok, you know, shechting Kabbalah Benon, how you know you have to receive the blood also in the north? Because in the very same Pasuk, it says, Ve'ez Domoy Yizrik, and the blood you should sprinkle on the mizbech. Its continuation means in the same place in the north, and obviously you had to receive the blood in the north. Kibul dami nami betzafin mikabel atzim non haino. The person receiving it, the kohen himself, has to be in the north. It says it could have said doma yizrik, but the blood you should. What do you mean? The ez dama, it's extra. Is to tell you that the person spraying it also has to be on the north. Ashkan le mitzah, so we know that it has to be lechatchila. How do you know that it's ma'akim? That if you don't do it, it's disqualified. There's another pasuk where there it says, "V'shochat es hakeves." You should shech the sheep in the same place you shech the chattas and the oila. So therefore, we know it has to be enough. So you're telling me that's what this pasuk is coming to tell you, and that's talking about an osham of a metzela. And why is it repeated again? Even though there's a whole bunch of different shamas, Osham Metzeda, it says again, so therefore we'll compare everything else to it. Is that what the purpose of the pasuk is? We need for something else altogether. Look at Tanya, we learned, we say this in davening this morning. Davar Shahoya Bechlal, anything which was included. Osham Metzeda is like any other Osham. But there's a new din by Osham Metzeda, you don't have any other Osham. That is, you have to take the blood and put it on the right earlobe and the right thumb and right toe of the Metzeda. You don't have that by any other Osham. So Rabbi Shmuel told us today a rule, Dover Shahaya Bechlal, Osham Metzeda was included in all the other Oshamas. And then the Yatzel Lidah Medavar Chadash is repeated because of the new din over here about the placing it on the ear and so on and so forth. You can't automatically assume that in every other respect it's exactly like all the other Oshamas, that it has to be done in the north and all that. that. So the Torah had to write north by Osher Metzeder. Not, it's not extra to tell you it's Ma'akiv. It's here because otherwise you would not know that by Osher Metzeder he's north. Because once Osher Metzeder has one din that's different than the rest, it's different entirely. Ketzad, so how do you know? The pasuk finishes off because just like a chatas or oshmu, the osh is like a chatas. She ain't tamalim gechatas oshem. What did they tell me that this chatas is like a oshem? My tamalim. What's the pasuk telling for gechatas or oshem? That what it has that the oshem just like a chatas. The fi she yotza oshem. The Bryce explains because oshem came out lidam b'davu chadosh b'weir b'boyin yad boyin regel v'oizni money says all of these new dinim. Yachol, I would have thought lo yehetod. I forget about north. I would have thought you don't even need matan damim, the very basics. Maybe you don't even have to spray the blood on the mizbeach. You just put it on the earlobe and all that, and that's enough. Or a mudin legab mizbeach. I would not have known that the remnants of the fats go onto the mizbeach. Because you can't automatically assume it's like all of the kabbalists. Because Rabbi Shmuel said, once you have a new halacha, you can't just put it back. You know, until the Torah puts it back together. Talmud Leimer, therefore, the Torah has to say, kachatas ha'oshem, where the oshem is treated in every other respect just like a chatas. Ma chatas to una, just like a chatas requires matan damim the munam is be'ech. So af oshem betom matan damim munam is be'ech. If so, we have no longer had that extra pasuk to tell me that it's ma'akiv if you don't do it enough. Says Gemara, no. If the pasuk is only coming to tell you that you need that this oshem is compared to all other oshamas and requires a sprinkling of the blood and the fats, im kein, if so, nichte b'hai v'lo nichte b'hai. Let it only say over here, let it only say by Oshem Metzeder the north. And so why in the general pasuk where it says Zoyis Teres HaOshem, it says Yishe Shechted like Mekrema Oile, which is the north, say it in this pasuk, once you say Kechatas HaOshem, tell us in this pasuk it has to be in the north, and that's it. That's the and we know that that's been enough. Why does it repeat it over the Zoyis Teres HaOshem and here again? Zoyis Teres HaOshem you could have learned from here. Is to tell you that what? That's the extra to tell you that the Shana Kosala Shana all of our Kosala Akiv. It must be imke nichta b'hai v'leitcha b'hai. Let us say in here in this place of Oshem Metzeder, you don't have to mention as Oshem Oshem that mekayma oile that you have to shecht in the same place as the oile. Why does it over here? V'shachin the kevus mekayma yishchas achatus. It says in the pasuk by Oshem Metzeder you have to shecht in the north, and the general pasuk by all Hashamas we learned yesterday it says you have to shecht in the north. Why say it in both? You could have learned it from Oshem Metzeder, all other Hashamas. Is that I hear that? Wow! Because once the Torah says Oshem Metzeder is kachatas oshemu, that's it. So then we know. And over here, you have to shecht in the north. We know that all other shamas you have to shecht in the north. Why does it say by the general pasuk Zoyis Teres Oshem? That must be the extra one to tell you that it's ma'akev. Says the Gemara, Hanich, this makes sense. Isvidalon yotzal lidin bedavar achadosh. That when you have, let's say, Oshem Metzeder, which is a whole new din about the lobe. E Yehuda legama mechlalei. So Oshem Metzeder, we would have thought you couldn't learn from other all other Hashemis, and that's why the Torah say kachatas Oshemu. Fine. Avaklalei gama minei. But the rest of the Hashemis, you could learn from Oshem Metzeder. Then you have a good question. Could have just said over here north, not mentioned by all the other Hashemis, and therefore it's extra to tell you the shanol of a kotzal akiv. It's repeated a second time. That it disqualifies it. But if you learn, at least, if you learn like those other opinions that say, the lawyer who got me, it had to say by Zoyis Teres HaOshem go to north. Because if it would have said north over here by Oshem Metzeder, just like Oshem Metzeder is different than everything else, because it's a new halacha, so too, you cannot learn anything, you cannot equate anything else to Oshem Metzeder. So how do you know all other shamas have to go north? You had to say over there, they have to be north. There's nothing extra anymore. There's nothing extra. How do you know by Oshem, it's ma'akiv if you don't do the north? Ha'ilugufi yitzichni for itself. Says the Gemara, "Kiven lahadrei ahadrei." Since it says kikachatas ka'asham, that's the extra. What do you have to say? It's like a chat, the asham like a chatas, and what it did by chatas doing enough. So therefore, it's the second time. So in other words, by the Torah saying kikachatas asham, the Torah put it back together again that it should be similar to everything else. So we could have learned all other hashamas from here regarding the north. And by Torah telling us zay Torah asham mekayim mashi yishchat, the oila is extra to tell you that's disqualified. Let us say, no. Maybe ki ahadra kro, the puzzle is kechatas oshmu, and you're telling me that since once we know already everything's the same. Why does it say north again by Oshem? Must be for that reason. No, he had the Quran. No, maybe the Torah, when the Torah said that Oshem, maybe the Torah had to write by Oshem to go to north. I over here it says Kikachat is Oshemu. Maybe over here when the Torah takes the Oshem Torah and makes it equal to other Oshemas, it's only limited to certain things. To what? Ki had the Quran. The Gabi Matan Domi Vemuri. Remember the Brice is saying, what are we trying to learn out? The basics about sprinkling the blood and the fats. The Boyikun. These are jobs that require a Koyim. A Zor cannot do that. So therefore, we say the Torah says you should know that it's the same. Didn't by Asher Mitzvah like everything else. Avos Shchitim, when it comes to Shachtim, which Yibchal Akoyin doesn't have to be involved, because or maybe the Torah didn't repeat anything regarding that, and therefore there's nothing extra the Torah had to say about Stam Asher Mitzvah, because we wouldn't learn from Asher Mitzvah. So there's nothing extra by Asher. So how do you know by Asher? If you don't Shacht in the north, it's disqualified. Maybe you don't need north. So therefore the Torah had to tell you clearly, by Zoy Torah, it's Asher, you need north, nothing extra anymore. Says Gemara, no. Im Kain, if that's all the Torah wants to tell you is regarding by Moshe Mitzayda, is regarding the dam and the emurim, the blood and the fats. Name a crow. Let the Torah just say kikachatasu. Say it is like a chatas, and then I would know exactly what the Torah means. That what just like a chatas, the blood and the fats have to go in the mizbeach. So too by a Osham Mitzayda. Why does he add kikachatas Oshamhu? What does he add the word Osham? My kachatas ha Osham. He means kishar Hashemus. That it should be like all other kashar Hashemus. It should be like all other Hashemus. In other words, all other Hashemus, that this Hashem Mitzayda is no different than any other Hashem. The only difference is the fact is the earlobe. Exactly. That's it. Everything else is the same. So how come by Zoyz Tzedus Hashem it says that you should shecht it in the north? That's extra. We already know from Hashem Mitzayda they all have the same dinim. Must be to tell you that it's disqualified if you don't do it in the north. Says the Gemara, okay. In this posse by the Asher Mitzayda, it says by the Asher Mitzayda, it says you should shecht the sheep in the same place as shecht the chattas and the same place as shecht the oila. What do you have to mention both for? All we need to know is you shecht the north, say the same place as shecht the chattas or the same place as shecht the oila. Because now we know already that the chattas, you do it. How do you know chattas from oila? But you know, the fact is you know it. So why does it have to say the same place as the chattas and the same place as the oila? Why do you have to compare it to both? I want to mean Itzich, you know, to teach you the rule. We learned before there's a rule. In general, we say that if you learn something from a Hekish, once you've established that the law is because it compared to somewhere else, now this can reflect on other things which are similar to it. By Kachim, we have a rule that if something was only learned from a Hekish, derived from a Hekish, from a comparison, you cannot then learn new dinim to something else. But how do you know that? From the very fact over here. The Tater would have just said that you would learn from just the same place as Chattas, but how do you know Chattas? Goofy, because you're comparing it to an Oila. So the Tater went out of its way to tell you Chattas alone I cannot teach you, because something you learn out from a Hekish cannot teach you new dinim regarding something else. So I'm going to stress Chattas and Oshem to teach you this klal. That is something that the Chatz alone wouldn't have been able to teach you this to do to the north. Because Chatz itself you learn from a Hekish.
Hang on, so bottom line, you can from Hekish and everything else or not?
No.
Not, you can't compare.
By Kachim, you cannot. If something is only derivative, it cannot teach you new dinim regarding Kachim. By everything
Kachim
else
is only because there's a Kosov, right?
What
or
do you mean?
To teach a new din. Can you use other limudim, a logic?
You could learn. We use everything. Use Hekish also. But not a second generation Hekish. In other words, once you've established a Kawachemah, this is the din, you cannot then say, and now I'm going to teach you something else.
But I thought a Hekish is weaker than those logical.
You learned yesterday that his opinion Hekish is stronger than the other Shabbat. It's only a second generation. Actually, tomorrow's Gemara is all about different ways that by Kachim. If you learn something from a derivative, whether it's a kalchimer, whether it's a hekish, you cannot learn other things from that. The next, you can go another stage. Mashenki, in the rest of the Torah, you could. So right now we're talking about a hekish. Says the Gemara, Abravin, it's we need it. E actual chatas, actual oila. If it were only said chatas, not oila, I mean, I would have thought, chatas, mechalam, the oila. I would have thought, had you know chatas from a hekish from oila? So then I would say, oh, David, halam, it be hekish, chayzim, lam, hekish. That's why I had to mention oila. So why mention chatas at all? Just mention oila. I would have thought, okay, the Torah mentioned oila, I wouldn't make a big deal out of it, but I would have thought that doesn't mean, in any way mean the discount that you couldn't learn from chattas. Maybe you could learn from a hekish. The Torah just happened to learn here from oila, because it's convenient, the first thing. So the Gemara, I would say, having a thought, generally, not here, but generally, Dover alamid behekish, chayzir malamid behekish. Therefore, the Torah went out of its way to say chattas and oila. The Torah tell you the chattas is from a hekish, and therefore you cannot use chattas on its own. You're going to have to use oila. How can you even think that? Nikshe akushil chattas. So if you tell me that what we would have thought everywhere else in the Torah you could learn from a Hekesh, so why Taka didn't the Torah mention Chatas instead of Oilet? Just say Chatas. That's not a kasha. Nichele the makir ikel nachil tov. Since it's just as easy to compare it to the original source, which is Oilet. Even though Ape Alocha, maybe you could learn from a Hekesh. Maybe you could. Why did the Torah mention Oilet and Chatas? Because it's more convenient to learn from the original source. Because since an Oshem can be compared to an Oilet and can't be a Chatas, why Krichter to Chatas go to source Oilet? Doesn't prove anything. Therefore, the Torah went out of its way to add Shechted Mekayim Chatas, but I'm not going to be happy with that. I'm going to tell you also Oilet to teach you this klal that a Hekesh cannot teach others. Lahochi actual Chatas, actual Oilet, may ma dov lam Hekesh, and Chayim lam Hekesh, teach you this general principle. So that's how Ravina learns that. Comes along Rav. So Rav comes along. So that's where Ravina learns that this rule that I don't love a Hekesh cannot teach other Hekesh. So that's Ravina. Comes along Rav. Rav, I'm a Mahach. Rav says, I have another place. Yechsiv. It's just interesting how the Gemara doesn't follow chronological. You know, if you go in order, Rav would have been first. Yeah, but you think that Rav has an argument in a different way. He first tells what Rav has to say, and then, you know,
then
50.
Tell me what someone said years later.
Exactly.
Unless there was an overlap between
them. The Gemara says that Ravashi was born B'yayim Shanele D'Rava, B'yayim Shemes Rava and Ravashi. And Rashi and Gittin learned literally. Others disagree.
The Machlekes and Ravashi were contemporaries.
Yeah, they're talking that. And Mazuta, these are, we had it in
Babatzi
there.
The last generation.
Amarayim, exactly. So. Anyway, Rav Amar, Rav says, Mahach from here. You see, there's a pasuk where it says, Kasher Yurim, just like you remove Meshoy Zevach HaShlamim, just like you remove Zevach HaShlamim, and you bring it on the Mezbeach HaOilim, and so on. It's talking about a par Koyin Mashiach. For Koyin, an anointed Koyin, did an Avera, he was a Talmud Chacham, he thought it was a Mutter, and he did an Avera, he had to bring a carbon. It's called a par Koyin Mashiach. And what does he do with the carbon? Remember, we had a whole discussion a week ago, how we compare one carbon, Par Helm, Dovash, Tzibur, Par Kher Mashiach, and then to the Par Kippurim. So it says in the passage that just like by Yishlamim, excuse me, you take the fat, you put it on the Be'ech Oyla, same thing over here. Now the Mayach is, what are we trying to learn out Par Kher Mashiach from Yishlamim? What are we trying to learn out? Eli said, as I covered the diaphragm and the two kidneys, the Gufeksiv. It says in the very Parash itself what you have to do with them by the Par Kher Mashiach. So what are we trying to learn comparing it to Yishlamim? Navas, what's that? Ella Mishum, the body Agmure. We don't want to actually take Parak Mashiach and learn from Shlamim. We actually want to use Parak Mashiach to teach others. Agmure, you want to teach others. Yesedes Akovich Shtekloyes. Regarding Seidi Avodah Zarah, what do you do with the goat of Avodah Zarah? So we're going to use Parak Mashiach to teach you over there. Because we compare the two to each other regarding roasting the fats. Sorry?
Yeah.
Yeah, we had the whole passage before. I saw the parts there, like did the part, other part. And we had a whole discussion. What's this other part? We'll see in a minute. So, Mishra the boy, Agmude, you want to teach. You said it's a covenant to Akloy, is me part Helen, though, it's a Sibur, too. So we want to compare Par Kain Mashiach to Helm Dovah Shetzibur, and then use that to teach you regarding Seidi Avodah Zarah. Seidi Avodah Zarah. Begufe like Siv, we're over there by Seidi Avodah Zarah, does not say what you should do with it, so therefore we need that. And where you learn Seidi Avodah Zarah, we had that same possibility, and we said that the chatas extra there is referring to Seidi Avodah Zarah, where you have no specific dinim what to do with it, so we're going to use that chatas to learn from Par Koyim Mashiach, and Par Koyim Mashiach from Par Helm Dovah Shetzibur. That's what we need to say in this expression, Kasha Yurim, just like by a Par Koyim Mashiach. And you don't need a Par Koyim Mashiach, because we just said by Par Koyim Mashiach, it tells you what to do with the fats, it's what to do with the kidneys and the diaphragm. So what is it for? It's extra it's to tell you regarding Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur. So this is what happens. By Par Koyim Mashiach, it says what to do with it. The next pasuk is Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur. And even though the pasuk sounds like we're trying to learn Par Koyim Mashiach from Par Helon Dover Tzibbe, it's actually the way around. Par Helon Dover Tzibbe, we're learning from Par Koyim Mashiach, and then Par Helon Dover Tzibbe teaches you lechata v'asal lechatas is referring to Sidei Avodah Zarah. So what do? We're having you're learning Par Helon Dover Tzibbe from Par Koyim Mashiach, and then you're teaching Sidei Avodah Zarah. But if you remember, what we learned then was it's as if since the Par Koyim doesn't need to say it at all. Why is it mentioned it again? It's as if it was written in here itself. If you just learned Par Helon Dover Tzibbe Par Koyim Mashiach, it couldn't teach you regarding Sidei Avodah Zarah because something Lamed Mehekesh cannot teach others. That's why it has the extra words in this very same pasuk as if it was written right here in the pasuk, the din of Par Koyim Mashiach. It's no longer a Hekesh, it's right written in this very pasuk, Klar, and therefore you're able to teach regarding Sidei Avodah Zarah.
The starting point is the Torah compares effect to
no, because it's written in, but that's by Par Koyim Mashiach. Par Koyim Mashiach is written clearly, put the pasukim before what to do with it. The next pasuk, the next parash is Par Helon Dover Tzibur, and there we're saying, well, so the Par Koyim, just like he did in the previous part. So we're learning from Par Koyim Mashiach. And then it says, also Lachatas is Sidei Avodah Zarah. How can you do that? So because there's extra words there, Lapar, and we're saying the second Lapar is referring to the Par Koyim Mashiach, what do you need to hear in this pasuk for? We already know before. It's as if Par Koyim Mashiach is written in this very pasuk, and Par Koyim Mashiach is the one that's teaching to us Sidei Avodah Zarah. As if it's all there. Because otherwise, you can't have a Hekesh, double a Hekesh, teach another Hekesh. So we're right here. The never commanded Kosev Gufe. It's as if in this very pasuk it's mentioned Par Koyim Mashiach, even though it's not necessary. In order, that's how Rava learns that from. So Ravina learns it from the pasuk over there by why you have to learn from Chatas and from Oila, by Asher Mitzayra. And Rava learns it from over there, Par Helm Lavash Tzibur and Par Koyim Mashiach and Sidei Avodah Zarah. So why doesn't it say it,
in that pasuk?
Yeah, why? No, so why doesn't the Torah, if the Torah wanted to avoid something learned from Hekesh and others, why get this whole pulpul there and imagine Par Koyim Mashiach is written in Par Helon Dover Tzibur? Tell us the din in Par Helon Dover Tzibur outright, but the Yeseres are covered in Shtei Klayos, and then we'll learn from there to Avodah Zarah. Why you have to go this very roundabout way? The Lichta V'Guf, if you're Makish, why Bechal do you have to go ahead and be Makish Par Helon Dover Tzibur to Par Koyim Mashiach and then make believe the Par Koyim Mashiach is written in this very pasuk because it has the extra part? Just tell us outright by Par Helon Dover Tzibur the din of Yeseres HaKavod and Shtei Klayos, and then we'll learn from there. Tavod Zarah Klar. Yeah, but everything has to have a reason. Says Gemara. And that's what the Rava says. If the Torah were written clearly by Par Helon Dover Tzibur, the dinim that it has to be, and then we would derive Avodah Zarah from there, we would never know the rule that something learned from a Hekesh cannot teach from a Hekesh. It happens to be saying the Pasuk. But because of Torah, we know that Par Helon Dover Tzibur learns from a Hekesh, and the Torah had to go out of its way and add an extra word to tell you as if Par Koyim Mashiach has written this Pasuk, and we'll ask ourselves why. Why repeat it again? What for what benefit? And we're saying not to learn, but to teach, because to tell you that otherwise you would not be able to learn Seir Avodah Zarah from Par Helon Dover Tzibur, because Helon Dover Tzibur Gufa is from a Hekesh derivative. How can it teach other things? And the Torah had to go out of its way, do this whole roundabout way to teach you this rule. I would have thought, Dover, generally speaking, Dover Lama Hekesh, Chayim Lama Hekesh. I would have thought that's how the case. How can you even think so? Nikshe Akushe. So then, Taka, why don't you just learn from Helon Dover Tzibur? Why would the Torah have to write to you, Seder Kavshtei Lechem, and Shtei Klayos? No, nicha the kosher gufa mid akish le akusha. No, that's not a raya. Maybe the Torah thought sometimes the Torah spells it out, as you just said, and sometimes the Torah says it's cryptic. Can't bring a raya from here. The fact that the Torah spells it out is a raya. You couldn't, that why you learn from a hekesh must be because you can't. Lavdavka. That's why the Torah deliberately wrote all the dinim by Par Koyim Mashiach. And then in Par Helon Dover Tzibur, which you're learning Seir Avodah Zarah from, it adds the word Lepar to insert Par Koyim Mashiach into that pasuk to tell you. Otherwise, you couldn't have learned from Par Helon Dover Tzibur, because something Dover Lama Hekesh cannot teach you. Hekesh Gzeir Shabba Kavachayim Simon. But the next whole sugi is something that by Kachim, if you learn something from a derivative, whether through a Hekesh, whether through a Gzeir Shabba Kavachayim, you cannot learn other things from there. We just established that something that you've derived from Hekesh cannot teach other things from Hekesh, even the Rabbah, either the way Rabbah learned, because it says compared to Oyla, the same place in Shechtan Oyla or Chattas, or from Ravina, what Ravina just said over here from the Pasim Par Koyim Mashiach. Fine. My question is, if by kachim, something that you learn from Hekesh, can you go ahead and learn the Gedeshava? Toshma, come in here. Ramnosim ben Avtumas Oimer Menayin. How do you know lepricha begodim? We know that by a metzora, if his entire body becomes tzaras, he comes out toy. One of the dinim that are beyond understanding, that if you have a little leprosy, you're tamei and all that, and it's contagious, like some of the shayim learn. But if you have a leprosy throughout the entire body, you're toy. Kula tamei, you're toy. So how do you know the same words by clothes? Same thing. That if this thing spread throughout the entire clothing, and we say it's toy, she toy, and then I'll tell you how we learn. It says kadacha, it says karachas v'gabachas. It says karachta v'gabachta by clothes. V'nema, it says karachas v'gabachas. But these are different kinds of leprosies by a person. Malahal was by a person, part of Begula Torah, part of Begula Torah. So that's called Exeter Shabbat, same word in both places. And Vahasa Minola, and how do you know by a person also if he's throwing entire body, he's tired? The Chsi, because it says in the Pasi that if the Tzara spread and his entire Nega, Meroyshe Vadiragla from his head to his foot, says from his head to his foot. So we say, V'iskish, we compare Roishe L'Ragli, Malahal, just like over there, Kuli Hapach Lavan. Over there, we say was perach bekulitoy. Just like over there, by the foot, we say that the entire foot becomes is toyed. Is afkan kuli hafach lavan perach bekulitoy. Over here, also the whole thing becomes toyed. So now we have a hekesh. So we start with a shover and then we move to a hekesh. So that's how we go to the next. So because a shover, you could.
The starting point is the foot.
It has to be the whole thing.
Just the whole foot is
tohel. The bachas and all that is in the hair, the beard, and the hair, and just like if the whole skin, foot means the whole body. If the whole skin is tzaras, you're tohel. So too the hair in your head, because it's on your body, is tohel. That's a hekesh. And then we take Gzeirah Shavah to the clothes. So that's a hekesh can teach to a Gzeirah Shavah. So hekesh cannot teach, so hekesh we can teach over Gzeirah Shavah. Says in Baravait, Ramad of Yechim, Chal Teh Kula, Natayah, Teh, I don't believe you can bring it out from here. It doesn't matter, it's still a hekesh, it's not mefurish. It's still not mefurish. The moment you have to use an outside thing. Let's go a few more lines. Tabirchen says he cannot bring from here because everywhere else hekish also teaches the hekish. Forget kachin. Everywhere else hekish teaches the hekish, and this is not kachin tzaras. So therefore, you're learning kachin from tzaras. By other things, you can learn hekish from hekish, and yet you don't learn kachin from that. Everywhere in the Torah, if you have a hekish, you learn a hekish. You can teach other things. Chutz mikachin, kachin exception. She'ain damin melamed melamed. So therefore, the same thing over here, because the im came la yoyim atzafoyin lebashim. Why do you have to say?